Yes. It's, and we try to coordinate, you know, it's initially we informally contact and say.
This is Jim Colby from Vox Urbana, and you are listening to 90.7 FM WGXC Acre.
WGXC creates a live webcast for every show at High Low and Catskill, and most shows we try to get on the radio at 90.7 FM. Wednesday, there'll be an extra web stream. You can go to WGXC.org to hear V. Vecker and Stony Matt and T-Dust perform at High Low in Catskill on Wednesday, May 15th. Thursday, May 16th, Bobby Previtt's Blueprints is back at High Low in Catskill. That'll be live on the radio at 8 p.m. at 90.7 FM, Bobby Previtt's Blueprints on Thursday, May 16th at High Low in Catskill. Saturday, May 18th, The Widest Smiling Faces host and Warm Dust perform at High Low in Catskill and on the radio at WGXC.org, 90.7 FM. The National Weather Service in Albany predicts isolated showers on Wednesday, a 20% chance. Otherwise, it'll be partly sunny with a high of 60 and a low around 45. Thursday, again, it should be partly sunny with a 20% chance of isolated showers before 2 p.m. It should be a high of 62 on Thursday, a low around 44 Thursday night. Friday, again, 50% chance of rain, mostly cloudy skies, a high of 64 and a low around 47. This is Tom Rowe for WGXC 90.7 FM, radio for open ears.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by the Science of Aesthetics Laser and Med Spa, offering a wide variety of multifaceted cosmetic services at 810 Union Street in Hudson. Consultations are available. Information at 518-697-5390. And scienceofaesthetics.net.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Alana Medlock of Saugerties, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Tune in to Radio for Open Ears Thursday, May 16th at 3 p.m. on Donald Trump Theater. Our hero wonders what it would be like if he was a rich man. On the radio at 90.7 FM.
Good news, got that skip in my step. Yeah, we got that good, good news. Talking about good, good news, you know it's Brightside Wednesday. That means there's some Mandisa in the house, and that was the lady herself bringing us the song Good News. Well, we're going to do some good news here, too, all through the next, 40, 53 minutes. So hang in there. Don't go nowhere. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist here at WGXC 8. Or Catskill Hudson 90.7 FM. We're listener supported radio for open ears, and we're just glad to have you here. I am so glad to be back. Wow, in the merry, merry month of May is halfway over. Unbelievable. Time is moving. It ain't waiting for nobody. Well, I'm just excited and delighted to be back with you. We are committed to bringing you music with a meaningful message and real talk. Real talk. So real talk is that we're going to bring some good, good news. We're going to actually do more music and let's talk. Let's talk. We're going to let's talk later. Some things in the work. We may even get another show, but we're working on that. But this hour, we're going to have more music. Let's talk. So let's get to do what we do. I have for you here the Sounds of Blackness and Back to Back with Isaac Carey. Sounds of Blackness soon is Hold On, Change is Coming. And Mr. Cree, Isaac Cree, he wants us to hold on right in the middle of it. I'm holding on. Don't you let go. You hold on too. Here we go with Sounds of Blackness. Hold on. Change is coming.
All right. Ooh, yeah. Struggling.
Yeah,
it's a simple song. Yeah,
la da 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 la da da.
Oh yeah, yesterday a man stared to me, said, "How can you smile when your world is crumbling down?" I said, "In my secret, when I wanna cry." I take a look around and I see that I'm getting by.
nice. Oh yeah, I'm the music major.
Tears rolling down your face, with your heart feeling like it's gonna break. Your earth feels like it's about to shake.
Right in the middle of whatever you're going through. Praise him anyway. Praise him anyway. Those who know me know I live by that motto. That's right. Right there in the middle of it. Oh, it is good to be back here again. So we just celebrated Mother's Day on Sunday. And so for me, that makes it Mother's Day week, right? But truly, every day should be Mother's Day. But it is nice to get that little extra pampering. Got a chance to go and spend the weekend with my mom. Hi, Mom. And go to my home church and to see my mother in the ministry preach up a storm. She always does. Reverend Dr. Elaine McCollins Flake of the Greater Allen Cathedral. And she gave a word, was when God says no. Man, oh, man. Well, anyway. That was a blessing to my soul. And that's when you got to hang in there right in the middle of it. God might have said no to what you was looking for. But if you hang in there with him, he's going to get you through to what's good for you. Hallelujah. So, yeah, I'm grateful for that. And Reverend Dr. Elaine, Mother Elaine, she's going to be honored this month, May 18th. She's going to be honored with a humanitarian award. So we shout her out. truly, she and our pastor, Reverend Dr. Floyd Flake, they have done a phenomenal work in the kingdom of God. It's one for the record books, the history books. And so we just shout them out today. Mother's Day week. Yes, shout out my beautiful mother, Evangelist Prescott. So proud of her, too. My beautiful daughter-in-law, Fabiana, and all of my sister friends and mother friends. I got another song that I want to share, and I'm dedicating that to all the women out there, the mothers, the gonna-be mothers, the wanna-be mothers, mothers to some others, and mothers who didn't get to be mothers, but you mothering and loving on somebody else's child. We know that ain't easy. That road can get a little rough, right? Get a little tough sometime. But that's when I learned how to pray. This is Miss Cece Winans, and that's her song. That's her message. That's her word for us today. Yo, we're going to pray. I go by the name of Mario Winans. And pray for more. And this is the moment you've all been waiting for. Yeah. I bring to you my auntie, Cece Winans. Yo, Cece, drop that verse. That you think you can pray after that mistake, but I know it's the only way you can make it better. And I know situations get too much for you to take, and you feel like you gon' break, and it makes you say, I can't take it. Ooh. Will things get better? Ooh. I'm so frustrated, but it's gonna be okay, 'cause you got someone in your corner. My instant replay today. I pray, wow. You pray, we pray. Yeah, come on, y'all. You gonna pray with me today? Pray for me today. I need the prayer.
And this is the moment you've all been waiting for. Yeah, I bring to you my auntie, Cece Winans. Yo, Cece, drop that verse.
I know that you think you can pray after that mistake, but I know is the only way you can make it better. And I know situations get too much for you to take, and you feel like you gon' break, and it makes you say, I can't take it.
you pray, we pray.
Well, I guess you can tell I like that a little bit. bless her heart, Miss Cece Winans. She's been doing her thing for a mighty long time and still doing it good. I pray you pray we pray. She brought a nephew in on that one, too. It's a family affair. Y'all know about the Winans family, Mom Winans, Pop Winans, the Winans brothers. Man, they've been doing it for gospel for quite a while. I am excited because we're going to do something for gospel in Columbia County. Hallelujah. This summer. Oh, it's so exciting. Chatham will be celebrating their sesquicentennial. Can you say that three times fast? I can't. Sesquicentennial. That means 150 years. And there's going to be a gospel explosion, a celebration of music, a gospel music celebration. I'm so excited. And so that's going to be July 20th. Mark your calendars, beloved. You want to be out there and hear all this great gospel music, and there are going to be bands and artists, and there's going to be some mime and some dance and some hip hop and something for everybody, everybody. We'll talk about it later. I'll tell you more about it, you know, as we get closer, but mark your calendars today, July 20th, the mega celebration of gospel at the Columbia County Fairgrounds, celebrating Chatham, New York, 150 years. Shout out to the Tracy Memorial Committee and all that they're doing. It's just exciting. I'm telling you, spring is here, even though we don't feel it in the air. but spring is here, and that means that there'll be more things going on. You know, I tell people up here in upstate New York, we have a window of opportunity between the spring, the summer, and the fall. Because when wintertime comes, man, we shut down. Except if you're out there on the ski slopes, that is. But so, spring is here, and there's a lot of activity in the air and preparation for activity to come. We got Flag Day coming in just a few weeks. Can you believe it? June 8th, we'll be celebrating a Hudson Flag Day parade here. And that's just a wonderful event as well. We'll give you more information. If you don't know, we'll give you more information about that as it gets closer. And there's just some exciting things going on here with WGXC. I got a card sitting here. This is about September 15th. They're going to have the WGXC Record Fair September 15th at the Basilica in Hudson. That's a ways away. We still got spring and summer to go. We don't want to rush through it, right? But we do want you to mark your calendar and be aware. So, I'm here. And, the powers that be, the owners and the station managers and stuff, they've been talking to me a little bit about the possibility of doing a talk show and having this be a music show. And, I've been praying about it a little bit. And so I'd like to know what you think about that. I do enjoy bringing y'all the music. I do enjoy bringing y'all the info, too. We want to teach and reach, right? We want to share and help people grow. So I'm thinking about, I'm praying about it. But let me know your opinions, okay? You can hit me up at WGXC.org. Send me an email, okay? And let me know which way to go. So anyway, I am back. Oh, I am so excited. And I have a friend. He's going to be the ringmaster at the Universal Circus. If you've ever been to the Universal Circus or have never been to the Universal Soul Circus, you might want to do that. And listen, because you are WGXC. And listen, because you're a WGXC Bright Side listener, I got a scoop for you. Okay, so it is going to be next Wednesday, May 22nd, and it's going to be in the city of White Plains, the Hutchinson Field, and May 22nd. And guess what? Because you're a Bright Side listener, and because I got this friend, that you can get a ticket for $10. Okay. Now the tickets usually go for like 36 or 56, something like that. Right. So for $10, but you gotta hop on it real quick. Okay. So, if you want to get in touch and get in on that, send an email to a Reverend E. Lee Trollinger at Calvary188@gmail.com, Calvary188@gmail.com, or hit me up with an email at WGXC.org. And tickets are limited, so let us know. But that's a little tip for you listening here on WGXC from me. The Universal Soul Circus, we got some discounted tickets for our Bright Side listeners today, and we're sharing that hookup with you. So where are we? Well, we are here, beautiful downtown Hudson, New York, WGXC, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, 90.7 FM. We are listener-supported. Listener-supported, that means you, beloved. We need your sustaining support, and we're looking for you to help us out that we can keep on doing what we do. This is radio for open ears, open hearts, open minds, and open minds can change lives. So we're glad about that. Listen, I got another Dewey for you. And this one is by the Kurt Carr Singers. And you know what they say? They say, I almost gave up. I almost let go. Yeah, we can pray. And sometimes we get right to that point where we just about ready to call this thing quits and give up on it. But we're not going to do that. We're going to hang in there. We're going to listen to Kurt Carr and the Kurt Carr Singers.
That person you're looking at is here tonight only because of God's mercy and his grace.
Yes, that's right,
beloved.
Somebody
ought to just tell God, thank you for your mercy.
Thank you for your mercy.
And your grace.
Thank you for your grace. Yes. Here we go. I almost let go, but he wouldn't let me. He held on to me. I'm so glad. Thank you, God. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy.
I felt like I just couldn't take life anymore. My problems had me down. Depression weighed me down. But God held me close, so I wouldn't. Mercy kept me.
Can I get a witness in here?
So I wouldn't let go.
I almost gave up.
I almost gave up. I was right at the edge of a breakthrough, but couldn't see.
God's mercy kept me.
God's mercy.
Can I get a witness in here that knows about God's grace? So I'm here today. Somebody next to you told me, I was really down. I was really down. The devil really had me. But God's mercy kept me. I'm here tonight because of God's mercy. Come on now, just thank him. Just thank him.
I almost let go.
I wouldn't let go.
Yes, he did. Have I got a witness out there? I know somebody know what I'm talking about. Ah, testimony time, right? I was reading in the Daily Bread this morning about this gentleman's testimony, and he had one of those Job experiences. Although there's a lot of us out here have had some Job experiences, right? Had it all, lost it all, sickness, family, business, finance. I mean, just really go through. And this gentleman, in 6 months' time, his world got turned upside down, and he lost his business, lost his wealth, lost his son. His mother couldn't take the stress, and she passed too. His wife went into depression, and his daughters were inconsolable. But he held firm to faith and hope that God was going to get his family through this crisis, through this painful period in their lives. And he says slowly his family began to recover from that crisis. And then a child was born into the family, and they became God's grandparents. And then that means one of his daughters got herself together and got married and had her baby. And he said, and he saw God change the whole situation. And so they used to ask him when he was going through, how you doing? And he said, I'm trusting God. I'm trusting God. And he said, but I no longer say I'm trusting God. He just says, now God has blessed me. Yes, he didn't let go. He didn't let go. That's the key, beloved, the perseverance, the endurance. You can't give up. You can't let go. You know, people say that in all kinds of walks of life. People who become successful in their businesses. People who have had a nose told them so many times, and people who have had careers, I'm in entertainment or medicine or whatever the case may be. And they said the thing that got them is that they wouldn't give up on the dream. They wouldn't give up. They wouldn't let go. Right. So I hope that helps somebody out there that's going through the day. God will help you. He won't come and do it for you, but he will help us. He ain't going to come and do it for us because he gave us dominion and authority in this earth. Right. But he said, I'll be with you. And he said, I'm going to help you. And he's been faithful. He's been faithful. That's why we're still here today. He's been faithful to do it. All right. So, yeah, there's times we feel like giving up, saying, God, stop the world. I want to get off. But he doesn't do that. He just tells us to trust and believe. Right. He will be with us and he will get us through. So, you know, there is a song that this young woman has come up with. I really like it. I think you will too. Her name is Corinne Hawthorne, and she said, won't he do it?
K-Classic. Oh. Ain't nobody stopping my shine. They try to break me, try to take me out, but I got Jesus on my side. So bad I thought it would die. But ain't no power stronger than the one that came and laid down his life. And I got mountains to climb, but the enemy can't stop me, cause there's a calling on my life. So when I'm crying, don't last too long, cause he gon' step in and make it alright. Won't only do it, you said you would. Fight your battles for you, they gon' wonder how you sleep at night. Lose it again. I'm about to let him know where I'm from. Don't take me there again. Just call on Jesus, my friend. Get me back in line one more time, cause he's always listening. Ain't nobody perfect, everybody's hurting. Need your whisper, Lord, save me from my weaknesses. Cause you're always on time. Battles for
downfall turned out to be the greatest victory of my life. Cause when it comes at you fast and hard, there's only one that could come and make it right. So ain't no need for stressing and crying, cause he gon' show up just like he did the last time. And the last time, and the last time, I know.
He said he will. Now this is Sister Sinash. She got a testimony too. He's a way maker. Lord, I need you to make another way. Out of no way. Do it again. You did it before. The last time, and the last time, and the last time. You are my way maker. Come on, y'all. Let's groove with Sinash on this one.
You are here, moving in our midst. I worship you, I worship you. You are here, working in this place. I worship you, I worship you. You are here, moving in a mist. I worship you, I worship you. You are here, working in this place. I worship you, I worship you. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. Touching every heart, I worship you, I worship you. You are here, healing every heart, I worship you, I worship you. The answer to it all, Jesus.
Shadarabasa. I wish I knew you are here, meeting every need. I wish I knew you. I wish I knew you. Oh, devotion day, I'm a
light in the darkness, that is who you are. I just wanted some more of that. That was Miss Sinosh with the Waymaker. Well, we're making our way to the top of the hour. My goodness, how time flies when you're having fun. Just wanted to share before I get out of here, there's a few things that's coming up in the merry, merry month of May. And so, State Street AME Zion Church, they will be having their church anniversary on Sunday, May 19th. And so check them out. I'm not sure what time their service is. Usually at 11 o'clock. They might have an afternoon service, but they always have food. Oh, my gosh. And do they burn? So, yes. In the vicinity at 201 State Street on May 19th around 11 o'clock. They might have an afternoon service too. Check them out for their church anniversary. And they're also going to have a family and friends day on May 26th. Now that time I have is from 11 a.m. and then a meal following that one too. Right. And then also delighted to say and share that the St. Paul Baptist Church in Harlem, for all my New York City friends, they come in on online, y'all. The WGXC.org link. They listen live or they go to the archive. So I know you're out there. And just to say that St. Paul Baptist Church, Men of the Movement, that's for men in the Harlem, New York area that are together, coming together and doing the work of the Lord. They're going to have a luncheon on May 25th at 12:30 p.m. And they're going to be celebrating my dad. And so I'm excited for him. And they're giving him honor at his age of 93 years old, going strong, beloved. Thank God. Prayers, prayers, prayers. Memorial Day is coming this month, y'all. And we have a wonderful Memorial Day a parade here in Hudson. It starts at the 7th Street Park and it ends at the courthouse and the VFW and the scouts and other groups are out marching. And we just hope that the weather will be conducive so that people can come out and bring the little ones too. And just give honor to whom honor is due. Our fallen heroes, our wounded warriors. We remember them on Memorial Day. And, you know, we realize that it's not a happy Memorial Day. That's improper to say happy because we can't be happy about those who have fallen and those who have wounded and lived with the scars of the battlefields that they have seen. But we can honor and celebrate them. And that is what we do. So, yes, Memorial Day. And then there's Clergy Day. There's Clergy Day at the Legislative Office Building on May 29th, Clergy Day. And so, yeah, hit me up at WGXC.org if you want to know more about that. Then there's, Faith Deliverance Tabernacle over in Schenectady. They're celebrating a women's conference this month as well. So check them out. You can go and check them out online as well. Faith Deliverance Tabernacle. Buddy over there, Pastor Robert, we shout them out. They had a wonderful conference this month. Earlier this month, or was that last month? I can't keep up. But their women's conference is going to be May 30th through June 1st. So, yeah, that's good news to share, right? Shout out the top of the hour saying we got some good news. Well, we do. And the bottom line of all of it is that, beloved, God loves you. Now, I'm going to ask those questions. Well, why did this happen and why did that happen? I tell you why it happened, because we let it happen, because God has given humanity dominion in the earth. He's not going to take it back. We got the power. We got the authority. What we have to do is learn about it and how to use it and how to use it for good and not for evil and how to help one another and not tear one another down, break one another down, but build one another up. That's the way God envisioned it, and that's the way God planned it, right? So, yeah, he's a way maker. He's a miracle worker. He won't let you go. Got to remember to pray. Hold on. Change is coming. Hold on right there in the middle of it. Oh, well, beloved, I got just a few more minutes before I go. But listen, I'm not going to leave you just there. I have another song that I want to share with you. And this one is from Bethel Music. And it is entitled, I Raise a Hallelujah. I tell people in the middle of the mess and the madness, just put a hallelujah on it. Amen. Just put a hallelujah on it. You know, there's a story with this one as well. And it's about a kid that was sick. And everybody was praying for this kid. And it didn't seem like he was going to make it. But guess what? The miracle worker showed up. All right. And they learned how to put a hallelujah on it. I'm raising my hallelujah.
I raise a hallelujah.
Want you to raise a hallelujah too.
Louder than the unbelief.
Beyond unbelief. Just say hallelujah.
I
don't see how. I don't know how. I don't know when. But I know who. God is for you. God bless you, beloved. Have a wonderful week. And remember, no matter how dark the clouds may be, how great a day, there is a sun shining. There is a bright side. Just hang in there. You'll get there.
do it for you. There's a song written on your heart only you can sing. And when you sing, enemies flee. When you sing, prison walls come falling down. When you sing, heaven invades the earth. So just begin to lift up your hallelujah. Raise it like a banner.